Yeah, as you know, it's the start of the off-season program, and it's obviously exciting for me to have the players back in the building, and got a chance to see most of them. Really, aside from a couple of guys, we've got an outstanding turnout for the first day, and they're getting their weight training in, and I'm sure you all know the rules on it now. We're in phase one of basically a 9 or a 10 week program, so 10 weeks total with a week off, but I'm going to go straight through with 9 straight and then give them their week off at the end. And we're in phase one for a couple weeks now where it's basically weight training with our strength coaches, and then they'll be able to meet with their assistant coaches but not go on the field. And then as we get into phase two and three, then we'll get into the OTAs and the mandatory mini camp, and then after the draft, of course, we'll have a rookie weekend mini camp, the weekend of, I guess it's Mother's Day weekend, so I'll have some people upset, I'm sure. No, I'm excited. It's exciting. For coaches to see players back, I think that's an exciting thing, and from what I could tell talking to the players, there's excitement to be back. For a lot of our veteran guys, their body clock says that the off-season program started a month ago. And so most of these guys, I'm sure, have been working out on their own, at least the ones I've spoken to, and now they get an opportunity to train with their teammates. So, anyways, time's yours.
Hey, Pat, it's Tom. I assume that Colt is in. Have you had a chance to talk to him yet about I know you guys have probably talked over the phone, but have you had a chance to talk to him personally yet about the whole offseason?
Yeah, we visited this morning, actually. I saw him this morning. We talked. And, he's doing fine. He's looking forward to getting going here with the offseason program.
Gotcha. Did you feel a need to talk to him about the team's pursuit of a quarterback in the offseason and that how that may have affected him?
Nope. I've talked like a lot of the other players who I've spoken to throughout the offseason. I didn't think that was necessary. We just kind of greeted each other, and we started talking about really what we want to get accomplished in the offseason more than any of the other business.
Now, what will this off-season program give you that you did not have last year?
An off-season program? I mean, I don't mean to be funny, but this is my first off-season program. And I think it gives you a little bit of clarity knowing how much work needs to get done on the field in the latter part of May and June. And then this period here is mostly strength and conditioning and meeting time. And so I'm looking forward to it. I guess I understand and realize how important these can be so that you can get your systems in place to refine. The players have a chance to work together and start to develop a winning chemistry. And then when you get through this body of work, then they have a couple of weeks off, and then you try to repeat the football part of it in training camp as you prepare for the season.
Hey, Pat, it's Tony Grossi.
I
wanted to know what your opinion was, what your opinion is of these restrictive rules. How, for as a coach, I mean, how does it force you to adjust, and is it for the better of football or for the worse?
Well, I think I had to really dig in on what the actual rules were because I want to make sure we follow the rules. And I do think that I think structure and having boundaries you don't cross are good. And so, I think there's enough time here in a 9 or 10 week period to get what you need to get done to get ready for training camp. So, I'm good with it. And I think the players, the one thing you want to be able to do is you want the players to be here and excited about doing the work. You want to be able to get a lot done. And then put it to rest as you get ready for training camp. And I think from what I saw, the players are looking forward to going over and kind of revisiting the things we did well last year, making improvements on the things that we didn't do well. You get to work with some of the new coaches and some of the new players. And for me, I just have a much better view of what our team is and the areas we need to improve in to get ourselves in a position to play in the playoffs and compete to playing the big game. And I think that's what we're looking to do.
How about health-wise? How are you guys doing health-wise, those coming off injuries?
Terrific. I think everybody on the squad is out there doing what they have to do. We're fine.
Pat, it's Pat McManaman. Is Scott Fujita there? And have you heard anything about his situation in terms of the Saints?
Scott is not here today. And no, I haven't heard anything. My understanding is he's in New York today. But I don't know any details.
Hey, Coach, Mary Kay Cabot, can you talk a little bit about how is Marcus Bernard doing? Is he kind of ready to go? And do you think he'll contribute for you this season?
Yeah, he looks actually good. I'm hoping to see the best of Marcus, and he looks good. I've seen him a couple of times through the off season, and he was there today, and you know, I didn't get a chance to watch in the weight room. I'm not allowed to be in there yet, but I know he, from what I heard, he performed well.
Coach, about Marcus Bernard, you added a couple pieces in terms of defensive ends in the off season, and I'm wondering if the plan to keep him there is in place, or might be a little bit early to tell. But is there any kind of thoughts about moving him back to linebacker?
That's got to be Marty. Yeah. Is that Marty?
You got it.
Yeah. See. All right. Our idea is to, our thoughts are to keep him at defensive end and have him in there competing. We haven't talked about moving him to linebacker.
Hey, Pat, a general draft question you probably could answer, and that would be
who's this?
Steve.
Hey, Steve.
What have been the nature of the general nature of your conversations with Tom recently? Are you kind of out of the draft process now, other than when you feel you need to insert into the pile?
I didn't follow you.
Well, how much have you been talking to Tom about the draft? How heavily involved have you been in recent times?
I'm very heavily involved, and I talk to Tom every day.
Hey, Coach, has there been anyone that you were hoping to show up for the program today that did not show up?
No, I think the turnout was actually very good. And there's a couple of guys that aren't here that I knew why, because there was communication as to why they weren't here. So, no, we're good. It was a great turnout, in my opinion.
Okay, following up on Tony's question about the offseason, the rule changes, was
yeah.
there stuff you normally want to get done that you just aren't going to be able to because of the new rules?
Yeah, this is Scott, right?
Yep.
Yeah, all right, good. See, I'm up. See, I'm getting good at this. All right. No, in terms of we'll be able to get everything we need done, for sure. Although the rules may sound restrictive, you know, I feel like we'll be able to get everything accomplished we need to this offseason.
Dan, what kind of conclusions can you make about what you have at the running back position right now, guys in the building now?
Well, the guys that are here are healthy, and they're out there, and they're going to compete. So, you know, you have Montario and Brandon Jackson and Chris Obanaya right now, and Armand Smith. So they were all here today, and I know they, at least my conversations with them are, they're very eager to improve.
Pat, could you clarify, are you allowed as the head coach to speak with these guys, or do you just greet them, say hello, I'll see you in 2 weeks, or what exactly can you do interactive with the players right now?
No, we're allowed right now. There's they can only be in the building a certain number of hours, and most of that involves at this first couple of weeks weight training. But we as coaches, we have an opportunity to meet with them. Yes, we can. And I did. I had a meeting with the players, and then beyond that, they talked with their position coaches and their coordinators.
Hey, Pat, it's Nate from the Beacon. Hey, when you Can you just break down the kind of along the lines of what you just said? Can you kind of break down a typical day in phase one of your off-season program? I mean, are the meetings daily, and are they, you know, do you go over the installation and that kind of thing at this stage?
Yeah, well, at this point, I mean, some of the details I'll leave out, of course, but, you know, the players are allowed to be here. First of all, this is all voluntary. I think that's an important thing to remember. And that's why with the fact that the turnout was so good, it tells me that they're excited to get back to work. So, number one, that's an important thing. It's not a mandatory thing, and so the fact that they're here says a lot about the direction this team wants to go. And then, you know, they're here, you know, most of their time is involved with strength training and working with our strength coaches, Kent Johnston and Rick Lyle. And then there's a small portion of that time, or that time within the 4 hours, will they spend time with their position coaches as well. And then in phase one, it can only be in the classroom. It cannot be on the field. In phase two, then the coaches can then take their activities to the field and work with the players. But at this point, we can't. And phase one is for the next 2 weeks. So,
Coach, can you talk about you know, what it would mean to your team to have both Brandon Jackson and Montario Hardesty, you know, healthy and ready to go this season?
Well, I think it's important. You have to have your running backs performing at a high level, and to do that, they've obviously got to get themselves trained and stay healthy. So, of course, you know, we've seen over short periods of time that those players you mentioned, Brandon and Montario, can play at a high level. So, you know, I'm hopeful that they'll get themselves better, improve like the rest of the players, and then be there.
Do you have you know, every reason to believe that with Montario now having, you know, a full year under his belt to recover from the ACL, that, you know, that once he gets back on the field, you'll see the guy that you were seeing?
Yeah, I'm not an expert on that, but I do think that he's had longer time to obviously get his legs back under him, and so I think that'll help him for sure.
Hey, Pat, it's Will. Is there anybody you're really keying on to see some significant progress through the off-season workouts, either because of an expected expanded role this year or just trying to build on whatever they did last season?
Well, I mean, again, it's the first day, so I don't know how much progress they've made in 3 hours here, but I think, and again, my message to the team was everybody needs to improve, and you know, whether you're Joe Thomas, who went to the Pro Bowl, or a first-year player a year ago, we all need to improve to get where we need to be. So I'm actually looking for improvement from everyone. For the older guys, it's more familiarity with the system. For the younger guys, it's obviously development beyond that as they become professionals.
Couple more guys.
Pat, as a
that was
coach.
Neil.
That was what? Pat, as a football coach in the NFL, you must have a fairly strong opinion about the whole bounty scandal. What are your views of that, and how do you react to it?
Well, I tell you, I'm going to let that's a league issue. I would say this. I think player safety is important, and I understand the integrity of the game. You know, there are a couple of issues I think that have to guide us. And I'll just leave it at that.
Pat, did you hear the tape, the Greg Williams tape at all?
I'm sorry, who is it?
This is Pat McManaman. Did you hear the Greg Williams recording that got out on the internet?
I did hear it.
And how did that hit you? How'd you react to it?
I'm not gonna comment on that. Again, that's a league issue.
Well, Pat, if you could comment, though, on the league is looking for coaches to speak to their players about the situation privately. So could you maybe just touch on your thoughts on having those conversations with your team?
about making sure that nothing like that goes on within the locker room?
Well, there's absolutely going to be. There has been education. It was initiated by us. You know, I think as coaches, we want to make sure that we do things the right way. And, of course, this will be a point of emphasis. And so, you know, I'll talk to the team about it.
All